So Matt Gubins had a patient, early 40s, metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung, EGFR L858R, response of first-line osimertinib for 2 years, but then develops two new asymptomatic punctate parenchymal mets and extensive leptomeningeal involvement. No evidence of disease elsewhere. The audience is really split. Some of them say that they would go for whole brain radiation. Others would double the dose of osimertinib. And really, that's the two choices the faculty makes. But more commonly, a lot of the faculty would double the dose. And again, you're kind of a, you like to be creative, huh? So we have, again, all the eight faculty members either double the dose or do whole brain, but you say continue at 80, but add carbapenem plus or minus bev?
Right. And so I think, I would say that doubling the osimertinib is certainly a reasonable approach. Obviously, I have smart colleagues who recommend that approach. And so I think that can be done. And of course, the basis for using 160 in leptomeningeal disease is a study called the BLOOM study, which is an extraordinarily small study, less than 20 patients in that study. And all the patients had leptomeningeal disease. They were treated with 160 of osimertinib. And they saw many patients have a clinical response, and some even have a clearance of cancer cells from the CSF. So it's an approach that's reasonable. But of course, we don't have the same data in patients who were given 80 milligrams of osimertinib. And I think much of what we talk about is the great efficacy in the CNS of 80 milligrams of osimertinib. And so I don't think that that's going to get you very far by simply doubling the dose. It's certainly a reasonable strategy. But I think if this patient has not had platinum-based doublet chemotherapy, I think you're going to get some benefit from going with that approach, is really amping up your systemic therapy approach by adding chemotherapy. And there is some notion that adding bevacizumab can help with CNS penetration of these drugs. And so I typically would try to do carbapenem-bev in this context. Now, that being said, I've had examples, a patient in my practice who had been through platinum doublet chemotherapy, had been through docetaxel, and she was progressing on osimertinib with bad leptomeningeal disease. I gave 160 milligrams of osimertinib, and she had a dramatic clinical response. Now, that dramatic clinical response only lasted about 6 months, but it was dramatic, and it was very helpful in that situation.
This is really interesting. Sometimes you hear one case, and it's enough to make you think. Another thing that's kind of interesting, we asked both the audience and the faculty, in a patient who hasn't had targeted therapy, but they have leptomeningeal disease, I know that's very uncommon, but we were just kind of curious what dose people would use. The audience, actually, a third of them would use 160, but for the faculty, all but one would just use 80, kind of echoing what you just said. What were the actual response rates seen in the BLOOM study? And have you seen patients who had clinical responses, symptomatology improve?
Yeah, I've definitely seen clinical improvement with osimertinib in patients with leptomeningeal disease. And, I think it's like the gratifying responses that we often see with TKIs as upfront therapy. Somebody who has cough and it goes away a week later with simple single-agent osimertinib. We see that same sort of thing when patients get either 80 or 160 of osimertinib in patients with EGFR mutant disease and leptomeningeal disease. We see those funny symptoms they have, either dizziness or numbness, tingling that roves about, all those sorts of funny symptoms that we associate with leptomeningeal disease. We see dramatic responses.